Hey, happy Friday. Welcome to Intentional Living. Dr. Randy here along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of our team. And boy, we love you guys. We got something really exciting continuing from yesterday. So many people want to talk about the challenge for themselves, a 30-day challenge for something that'll make a difference in their life. Intentional Living, if you're new to this, the ministry and what we do here at Intentional Life Media, we're all about helping you experience your life the way God intended. First of all, to know Him personally. If you don't, you can today. You can turn your life to Him. Lord Jesus, I give my life to You. I'm done trying to do this myself. And then we're here to cheerlead and encourage you to get plugged into a solid Bible-believing church. And then also, as you listen to the radio and find encouragement in this community of people who love you and want the best for you. And so, I had the opportunity to write a book called The Power of One Thing. And it's a book that's about 150 pages long. I didn't want to write a War and Peace 500-page book, because we're talking about something as simple and straightforward as the power of one thing. And the question is, why is one thing focused on for 30 days making a difference in people's lives? Because it forces us, when we ask the question, what one thing over the next 30 days would make the biggest difference in my marriage or my family or my relationships, it causes us to immediately have to get real with ourselves. I can think of a couple things. And, you know, next month it might be something different, because life is about growing, continuing to grow closer to Christ. It's not about perfection. It's not about living intentionally. Isn't about getting you saved. That's the work of Christ. He loves you, and if you're intentional or not, He cares for you. But I guess the question is, doesn't it make more sense to experience life the way God intended, with more freedom? And one of the ways we do that is say, Lord, what one thing in the next 30 days would You have me really focus on in my life that'll help me grow closer to You and to those I love? Maybe it's getting into His Word. Maybe it's stopping something. Maybe decluttering a critical spirit for the next 30 days. Lord, every day for the next 30 days, I'm going to be a person of encouragement. May not come naturally, but I'm going to make it something that is important to me. 30 days. You know, Jesus had a one thing. I mean, he didn't use that term, but he really had a one thing. And in the book of Luke, for instance, he's talking to Zacchaeus, you know, the Zacchaeus, the little man, and the wee man in the tree. Remember that? Yeah. Doesn't say he was a wee man, however. But he's talking to Zacchaeus, who's, he's a tax collector, and Jesus has an encounter with him, and he says, I'm going to go to your house tonight, and he's going to have dinner. And in verse 10, he turns to Zacchaeus. He says, listen, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He wasn't there for a political revolution. He didn't get sidetracked with the disputes of the culture in which he lived. He didn't get sidetracked with all the opinions of people. He didn't get sidetracked maybe with his own emotions and things. He was the human part of Jesus. He stayed focused from his birth right to the ascension after his death and resurrection. Jesus was here for one reason, for you. He came, he said, to seek and save that which was lost. There's power in focusing on one thing. And you decide what it is. Maybe you're struggling today in your finances. Here's a question. What one thing could you do for the next 30 days that make the biggest difference to bring some encouragement and hope to your finances or in your work or maybe in your marriage relationship? Make a big difference. If you want to share those on our storyline today, you're welcome to do so. Go to theintentionallife.com online or call 888-888-1717. All right. Let me go to Janet, who's on the line in Arizona. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm just on my way back to work.
What caused you to call today?
Well, just listening to what the other, what your subject is today about, what the one thing that we would like, that I would like to do for the next 30 days, and mine is to, like I was telling Steve, I drive a school bus for the Chandler School District, And this route that I have, it just, I'm just going. Like right now, I have a morning route, and then I have the midday route, and then I have the PM route, then I do field trips, and I want to just read my Bible. I've lost time to be able to do that because I'm just constantly going, and I'll, you know, sit and you know, try to read, but my brain is just always, it's just like constantly going, and I just want to, you know, calm myself down.
Yeah.
To not let that get to me, but it does.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want, because I miss reading my Bible.
Yeah, because you're just so busy. You know, this really raises the reminder, Janet, to us that we have to take control of our own lives when it comes to our schedules. And that's a stressful job. I mean, you're with kids, you're driving, you got to be safe and all these things. I can imagine there's a level of stress. And if you're wired in such a way that stress causes even more stress, if that makes sense. One of the things we can do is to develop a new habit. And the habit might be, what time of day, in what place, are you going to say, I'm going to be so intentional, I'm going to guard this thing, I'm going to protect this thing, I'm not going to let other people control me any longer. I don't know if it's in the evening or first thing in the morning, but you decide and you take control of it. We live in a culture today where our phones take control of us, other people's schedules take control of us, the worries of the world can take control of us. Even within our own family, there's so much stress. There's a time, even Jesus had to pull away. He was the Son of God. And you see in Scripture, he had to take time to pull away, to get close to his Father and to pray and you know, really connect. And I think that's a great model for us, that we have to be intentional. In your case, finding one thing, one place every day to be able to pull away and really come in and have that encounter with God afresh and anew every day. Hang on, Janet. We'll be praying for you. We're going to get you the One Thing wristband. Hang on. Stephen will talk to you. Coming up in just a moment. All right. Again, you can join us at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If you ignore change, you do so at your own peril. You know, there are people living in this state of denial, and they ignore the fact that there's a change occurring. You know, we've talked a lot about marriage here because that's such a powerful example of change. But the number of times I've talked to people over the years, especially men who are going through a divorce or a really difficult marriage situation, and it's not until almost the very end that they wake up to the fact they've ignored the fact that their marriage has been going downhill. Been going downhill for months or years, and they didn't see it or weren't aware of that, those changes occurring in the relationship until all of a sudden it blows up. And so it's a wise thing to be able to spend some time and really assess and analyze and pray about the changes that you're going through. Growing through change was a lot better than, getting run over by change. And some of us deal with change better than others. How do you grow through change? It's the featured lesson from our Intentional Living Center. It's all made available because of you all who financially, prayerfully support and are on this journey with us at Intentional Living. Your financial support is a very practical, tangible way to allow me to continue to do this with my team here. When you call 888-888-1717, that's our number, of course, during business hours, you press number 2 and you can talk to our staff in our department where they just love to pray with you and thank you for your gift. Or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Hi, my name is Diane, and I'm listening to Dr. Randy sharing about one thing that has made my marriage closer. And I'd say that praying for each other and giving each other space, because we're both artists, and sometimes when we try to work on the same art project, sometimes we just need a little bit of time from each other because we don't want tension to develop. And we do better at finding time to pray together when we're in a stressful situation over the phone, and we do better than that than trying to find time to read the Bible together. And so prayer has really been a big help for us. And of course, I enjoy listening to the radio show with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Thank you, Diane. Glad you're listening. Two artists married, trying to get their artwork done together. That's interesting. All right, we're talking about the power of one thing today. And again, we'd love to have you share your thoughts as you call 888-888-1717. The Night of Hope is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And boy, we hope you'll come and be a part of it, okay?
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our life, we are in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And we appreciate your support. Ann is in Kansas. How you doing today, Ann?
Hey. Oh, great. How are you?
Good. Hey, what's your challenge for the next 30 days?
To tell the word of Christ in my facility, because there's nobody here to tell the word of Christ. There's no pastor or anything that comes here. So I'm leading a Bible study on John.
Good for you. Now, can I ask what kind of facility you're talking about?
Assisted living and memory care.
Oh, so you have an opportunity to lead a Bible study with some of the residents? Is that how it works? Or with the staff or both?
Yeah, just with the residents.
And how open are they to that?
Not too open, but we can do it if we do it independently.
All right. So like, hey, here's a time. If you're interested, you can come, and I'd be happy to talk about the Bible and
and pray with them.
Good.
And I've got a disease that is incurable, but I feel like I want to help people while I still can.
Good for you. Now, have you been doing this, or are you just starting it now?
Just starting it now.
That's good. Listen, let me tell you, I make a prediction. You sort of sit there and say, hey, every Tuesday afternoon or whatever, we're going to be just talking about the Bible and encouraging each other, and you'll see one come. You might have one there for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden someone else will join them, and then somebody else. And, of course, continuing to remind them because of some of the challenges they're facing, that God is still with them no matter what age and what they're facing. But, boy, I'll tell you what, when we get to that place in our life, more than ever, we got to be reminded of the brevity of life and the importance of following Him. We'll be praying for you, and that you find great success in doing that with the residents. It's interesting that when we talk about the power of one thing, so many of them tend to come back with ministry type things. Pray for someone. I'm going to share with someone that's homeless on the street. I'm going to stop and get to know them. Someone else saying, hey, in my workplace, I want to pray for people. We had a caller a week ago or so, said, when I drive, my one thing is to pray for all the crazy drivers going by me, that I'm praying for them, that God will meet them in some special way that day. So it's interesting. When we think about it, so often it comes back that our lives would have meaning and impact in other people's lives. All right, we got Jacqueline from New Mexico. Sounds like a 30-day challenge for you with your daughter. What's going on?
My one thing is I have grown daughters, and they're all live out on their own. And my one thing is I talk to them every day, every other day about through text. But my one intentional thing for the next 30 days is going to be to reach out to them daily and say, you know, how can I pray for you today? What's going on? Can we have lunch? You know, just more personable with them.
Yeah, and I do that on the phone, is it the voice, or do you text, or how do you connect with them?
We text now, but what I'm going to do is make, you know, the intentional habit to call them and talk to them, or maybe stop by and visit them, bring them some lunch, or just something, just to get us all back connecting again.
Yeah. That could be a life changer for you and your daughters. Fantastic. Thank you, Jacqueline. Teresa, hey, you're over there in Missouri. It sounds like you've learned some things about the power of one thing in your marriage. What have you learned?
Well, one thing that I learned, sometimes the disagreement comes because of how we think that our mate should be.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I had so much going on with my husband in and out the house, and I had chose to read that book, and I start praying to God about what to do. And, you know, I was praying for him to change my husband and show me my husband. And what he did first was show me myself and the things that I was wrong with me. But, you know, he did show me some of his personalities and things. And I remember praying, and God says, I want you to, when your husband starts to fall, or when these things start to happen, I want you to stand up beside him. And, you know, I can remember just crying because I was like, that's so unfair. I'm the female. Who's going to pick me up? And he said, I am.
Mm.
But he taught me how to go in prayer for my husband, and also to know that we was different people, and we can agree to disagree. And some of the things that I wanted him to be more like me on, he was different. You know, I was more the hellraiser, and he was more the peacemaker. And mm-hmm. we needed that. You know, I needed to have that peace whenever I thought I was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we think we're right a lot, don't we? In our marriage. That's great, Teresa. Thank you. The good news of a program about like today is that we're constantly in the process of growing and learning. I'm not the same person I was 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, and you ought not be either. We could constantly be more in the image of Christ in terms of how we live, but not perfect, because we're not. But the question is, what one thing for 30 days that would kind of move you along in terms of solving a problem, resolving some issues, or growing in your relationship, or really, truly experiencing more hope?
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th, with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
All right, that's going to be a super night. I'm really pumped. I haven't done this. This is kind of a new thing. You know, I do the conferences, but we said, hey, let's bring some of the great music that you hear on the radio. And of course, you hear Jordan St. Cyr regularly, one of our top artists in the nation. And boy, he's got a powerful personal story he's going to be sharing along with his music, leading us in worship. And then Mike Kankel Fritz and his wife Becky are going to be there. What a powerful story that they've been through in their own personal lives that they're willing to share, and they've shared on the air. But they're going to come, and I get a chance to really interview them to hear a little more how it impacted their marriage, how they've experienced hope. And then I'm going to unpack some really powerful practical steps of how you can experience hope in your marriage, in your family. You say, well, I'm coming, I'm single. How to have a life experiencing hope as a single person. It's going to be a night where the principles and the things we share will be applicable to everyone. Love to have you come, be a part of it at the Haven, as was just mentioned, the Haven Church, Glendale, Arizona, June 6th, Friday night, June 6th, just about a month away. Limited seating. We want you to be a part of it. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com That's theintentionallife.com and click on events.
Hi, this is Sue calling from Michigan. Randy's talking about intentional things that you have done in your marriage or whatever. And one that I thought of, we've been married almost 35 years. And whenever we're in the family room and one of us is getting up to go in the kitchen or downstairs in the basement to get a beverage, you know, I always ask if the other person wants anything. You want anything? And it's kind of funny now because we have our own little language, and it's just kind of funny, and it just kind of adds to the laughter of our relationship, I think.
That happens. It can happen in a good way, sometimes not so good. When we take offense, and we ought not, but learning that kind of intimacy that becomes unique to your marriage, that's good. All right, let's go to Texas. Wayne, you're next, my friend. What's your one thing?
I've learned to be very patient about questions. In other words, I don't have no biological children. I have stepkids. But I do this with my stepkids. I do this with the people at work. Do it this with the children at church. What I've done is I've tried to be like Jesus, because whenever they ask me a question, it don't matter now if they ask me that question 100 times. I know how Jesus would answer it. He would just answer it because they don't know the answer and they want the answer. So that's what I have done with my parenting, is now whenever somebody asks me a question, I just answer the question because they need an answer.
Instead of a message or to be preached at that moment, right?
Yes. So I just answer their question because I want to be known as, well, if you got a question, you can go ask him. I don't want them to say, oh, don't ask him, he's going to get mad. I don't want that. I want to be like, and we all should want to be like Jesus, because I know how Jesus would answer that question. He would just answer their question.
Yeah.
Again.
Hey, listen, I got it, Wayne. Just answer the question. And so often we can, like I said, you can jump in and decide, well, I got to give them an answer, but also I got to preach them what they should do. And that's not always welcome. Gina, it sounds like the issue, or the one thing, I guess, for you is with your daughter. What is it?
Unconditional love. I have a daughter that's 24. She's out of the house. She had a few bad things happen to her, and she questioned why God allowed that. She decided that she was going against him, decided that she was going to the satanic church, and that was very difficult for me. I fought it with everything that I had, and I handled it the wrong way. And what I did was I just prayed. I gave her back to God, because our kids belong to God. We have them for a short period of time, but they're ultimately his. And I had to hand her over, and I just asked God to give me peace and to show her the love that he has for her, even though she has chosen that path, that he will always love her. And so I have learned that every day is a struggle for me to not push, so that I still have that contact, and to let her know that I love her, and to listen when she wants to talk, and just continue to pray for her and know that God has her.
That's great. Are you going to do that daily then, next 30 days?
Yes, daily, several times a day.
Another life change. Little things, you know, that's really what it is. Tiny things, small things grow to become big, big things. All right, let's go to California. We got a caller.
Hi, this is Maddie. I just wanted to share quickly, what is one thing that you've changed in your marriage that's had a positive impact? My husband and I went through a period of separation last year for about 6 months. In that time, we went through a lot of counseling. It was very intentional. There was a lot of things that were revealed about, you know, brain damage that had been done in years past because of heavy concussions. And so a lot of the behaviors and things that we dealt with that were a struggle were really just the reality of his brain not working and functioning properly, which, you know, allowed me to heal emotionally and to offer that forgiveness. But going forward, I think the one thing that I've changed is really just accepting my husband where he's at and supporting him no matter what I think his life or his walk should look like. And that has been hands down the difference. Just him feeling loved and supported, and me not casting judgment or, you know, inserting what I think he should be doing or how I think he should be living, and just trusting the Lord with it. And that has been the biggest difference. It's created connection and openness and him trusting me and asking for my opinion.
Thank you for sharing that, Maddie. Listen, I'm so excited at the end of the show here because I'm hearing you all saying, hey, this is one thing. Some of you are saying, this is one thing I've done and this has made a huge difference in my life. We love you guys. I know some of you are feeling sort of stuck. Inertia is overtaking you in terms of, you know, I don't know what to do next. You got all these issues. Maybe you're feeling hopeless in your life in some way or just discouraged, or you know there's something that would make a difference, but you're not sure where to start. Start today. What one thing could you do for the next 30 days that would bring glory to God and benefit to you and your family? And then do it for 30 days. Don't get sidetracked with 1,000 things. Make that your priority. Boy, we'd love to hear what it is on our storyline at 888-888-1717. All right? 888-888-1717. Tell us your story about the power of one thing in your life.
7 years ago, I asked my wife for the divorce. Wasn't working. But about 6 years ago, I started listening to your program, and I have followed a lot of the things you have suggested to try, such as I've gone to my wife and says, what is one thing that I can change to make our marriage better? I do that about every 2 months, 3 months, try to find something new. And it started, well, I don't know anything. Then I've also gone in and says, what is one thing that shows you I love you that I do? And our marriage, we've celebrated for 24 years in September. We're the happiest we've ever been. She has changed. She is trying hard, you know, and it's wonderful, and I wanted to thank you for that. You know, and I'm not perfect at changing it, but she sees that I'm trying, and she sees that I understand that that's an issue for her, you know, so it shows me that I care about her, and it's just not about me in this marriage. It's about both of us.
Thank you, Ron. Great way to end the show today. We've been talking about the power of one thing, and I don't know where you are, but I know this. There's not one of us listening today that couldn't think of one thing for the next 30 days. We find at our conferences about 70% of the people raise their hand and say, hey, I got it. Here's one thing for the next 30 days to make a difference in my life, my family. And then we hear the feedback of changed lives, new habits, new direction. Boy, that's why we're here. Speaking of building hope in your life, remember Night of Hope. We're going to give you a lot of the power of one thing focused on you and your relationships and your family, along with worship and praise and the music of Jordan St. Cyr and our team. Get your tickets. It's going to be June 6th in Glendale, Arizona. Go to theintentionallife.com to get your tickets. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.